Previously on Sunday Morning Mimosa. Tawny the Tranny, Mimosa's longtime intern, was incarcerated for the accidental death and injury of the Itsy Bitsies, a group of the world's finest little people entertainers. Recently cleared of all charges, Tawny has chosen to remain at the Queens County Men's Correctional Facility in order to organize, host, and make this year's Spring Fling Cotillion bigger and better than last year's. Although James and Steven RSVP'd to the event, they decided to stay home when they realized the only thing separating the inmates from the attendees is a construction paper yellow brick road. They are at home screening their calls.
Facility. You have received a call from
Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, soon to be on Facebook. Lorraine, get Bethany up. Rise and shine, it's a big day.
Inmate number 57823. Thank you, you are being connected.
I know she can be a bitch in the morning, but you have to get Bethany up. I'll deal with her. Don't worry about it, Lorraine. Just get Bethany up. We need to get moving. It's a big day. Today's the cotillion. Hello? I didn't figure you boys would be up. It's Tawny. It's Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, soon to be on Facebook. I'm just calling to let you guys know I got the RSVP list for the cotillion today, and I was so excited to see your names on there. You're not going to believe it when you get here. You're not going to believe it. So I know it's early. It's around 3 a.m. I didn't expect you really to answer. I just wanted to leave you a quick message. But we're up early, bright and early this morning. I'm trying to get the dogs moving and Bethany so that we can get everything set for the cotillion later today. I'm just so excited that you boys are going to be here. I also got RSVPs from, I sent out a few other invitations to, Loretta and a couple of the other girls from the Happy Oaks Trailer Park, Bar and Grill, where I worked for a while. And a few other people. I just sent out a few invitations to some people. So hopefully everybody will show up, including you boys. It would be great. You're not going to believe it. I can't be too loud. It's early, but, Jermaine's coming. Can you believe it? Jermaine, he's coming for real. He's all set to come. I talked to him, during our last conjugal visit, and he agreed to come, which is, it's going to be great. I mean, it's really going to be like the prom I never had. I have a date and everything, and our theme. I know you boys got the invitation because you RSVP'd. The theme of Little People, Big Cotillion, isn't that genius? I had to. I think it's going to be so great. Everything is oversized. I talked to you boys about this when we were on the phone. Everything in the gymnasium is going to be oversized. Just, to make the Itsy Bitsies feel at home, because we're really going to be seeing the world through their eyes. I also went to the library here at the QCMCF, and I got the first two seasons of Little People, Big World. And we'll be playing that on screens throughout the cotillion. So that's going to be amazing. And we have the photo stop when you come in. Right when you come in, everybody has to get their photo taken. And it's a big garden. It's like a big, big garden with huge tulips that are about 6 feet tall that we've been working on for days. You just stand there and get your picture taken. It's going to be so wonderful. And I think Maxine, hopefully she's up. She said she was going to start blowing up the kiddie pool so that we could have that for our punch bowl. You remember Maxine. She's like me here at the men's correctional facility. She has a penis. But she's a good girl. She's a good girl. I like her a lot. But she's bringing the punch bowl. And, man, I have so many things going on in my head right now. I'm just trying to get it all straight. The outfits. Oh, boys, you're not going to believe it when you see it. You're not going to believe it. The QCMCF has been great here. They agreed to provide all the inmates with oversized jumpsuits because we want to wear oversized clothing, as a, you know, to keep with the theme of little people, big cotillion. But that just wasn't enough for me as the hostess. I felt like I needed to stand out, and you know, so I actually ran into Polly Pincushions, you know, who I've talked to a few times, but I didn't really know. But we, you know, we sat down and we talked for a while. And who'd have thought he was such an accomplished tailor? So he had agreed to make a dress for me. So it's going to be an oversized Dorothy costume, you know, to fit with the Wizard of Oz theme and so on. So it's going to be huge and so beautiful. Actually, I have it right here. I have to get it out and get it steamed a little bit. And all right, boys, I really need to wrap this up because I got so much going on today. I need to get moving, and I need to get the babies up. You know, my married Rottweilers, Rain Louise Cottonball McDaniels and Robert David McDaniels, and my Snow White teddy bear hamster, Bethany. They're a handful, but I am so grateful to the QCMCF for letting me have them here because they're such a joy. They just bring a smile to my face every time I see them. Hold on, Bethany? No, Bethany, I told her to wake you up. We'll talk about this in a minute. I don't know where this is coming from. She used to be so gentle and nice ever since she got her own fashion show at the Sprinkling Cotillion. She's the star of it. Man, you can't even look at her. You can't even look her in the eye. All right, boys, I'm sorry. We'll talk about this after. All right, I will see you boys in a few hours. I'm so excited for you guys to come. It's going to be great, and I will see you soon. And remember, boys, don't look fishy. Possible cavity search. All right, I'll see you soon.
Queens County Men's Correctional Facility. You have received a call from...
Who put down the construction paper yellow brick road leading into the wall? It's supposed to lead to happiness and self-fulfillment. Put it leading into the bathroom. Oh, sorry. Tony R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, soon to be on Facebook.
Inmate number 57823. Thank you. You are being connected.
North Scott's tape over in the arts and crafts room. I don't care. Just rip it up and put it to the bathroom. Where's Maxine? Has anybody seen Maxine? Do they really need her helping with cavity searches? I really need her. Can someone just go get her? She needs to make sure all the refreshment table is all set and the punch bowl is ready to go. Please just get Maxine. Sal? Sal, what are you doing out here? Where is Polly Pincushion? You need to find him right now. Bring him to Bethany because he needs to refit that whole hamster swimwear collection. We tried it on this morning, and it's just blousing in all the wrong places. I don't care. Just find him. And Sal, please make sure all her nipples are covered this time. I don't care what she says. I am her mother, and I'm not going to be in the audience and go through that kind of embarrassment. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, boys. Oh, God. It is crazy here. It's around 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., and... things are just, they're looking great, but it's just a lot of stress, but it's fine. I'm actually just on a lunch break. Just a quick bite to eat. There was a Lunchable that I found over on the, in the kitchen, but, so excuse the chewing, but I went over to the line with all the people coming in, because, you know, it's about an hour and a half before it starts now. I'm sorry, boy, sorry. So I was over at the line, and I didn't see you boys there at all. So I was getting a little concerned, but you're probably just stuck in traffic. There's a lot of people here. So I just want to make sure you get through security fast enough, because you're not going to want to miss the fashion show. I haven't heard from the Itsy Bitsies yet, but it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Hopefully they'll still be here and they want to make a grand entrance, but if not, like I said, I'm sorry about the chewing boys, but I don't have a lot of time and I gotta make use of every minute. So, it'll be fine. The fashion show, Bethany's already in the rain. They're ready for the fashion show, which is gonna be amazing. And I've got my dress all set. And my medley from the Wizard of Oz is gonna be, it's gonna be great. So everybody's gonna be happy. It's gonna be great. And, hold on one second, boys. Oh, hey, Six Toe Sammy. What's up? Yeah, I see Maxine. Her outfit? Yeah, if you want to call it an outfit, I guess. I mean, it's nice, but it doesn't really fit the theme. I mean, I just think a lady should be covering a little more than she is. That's all. That's all right. I mean, it's nice, I guess. Listen, I gotta go. Boys, I'm sorry. So anyway, I just wanted to touch base with you boys. Make sure you're getting here on time. And you're gonna love it. The place is looking amazing. Everything is going great. I couldn't ask for anything better. Oh, and Jermaine, sorry. Jermaine's getting a cavity search. But I don't know why he always gets targeted for everything. He's always being searched in places. I don't know what he does wrong. But anyway, boys, I should go. He's not going to be happy. I better go get him and bring him in here. I could use his help anyway. All right, boys, we'll see you soon. Hello. You have reached Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, coming soon to Facebook. I am currently incarcerated and unable to take your call, but please leave a message after the beep and I will get back to you as soon as I am released from jail. Shh! Lorraine! Not now! Lorraine! I'll leave a message at the beep.
Hey, Tawny, this is James. I got your other messages. I wanted to touch base with you real quick. I'm not sure what time we're going to get there. I'm still waiting for Steven. We just had a big meeting for Mimosa. You know how busy we are right now with everything that's about to go on this summer. But I did want to let you know we got your message, and we are on our way. Tonight's the night I have to wash my hair. So I'm going to do that, and then we will be on our way. I hope everything goes well, and... Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
I know, Sal. It's just going to voicemail, so I don't know where they are. But did I tell you, Sal, you look great tonight. Wow. I'm really impressed. Are you ready for the big fashion show? You ran your lines. You'll be fine, Sal. Don't get nervous, Sal. You're a natural performer. It'll be fine. Wow, you look good tonight. You know, if I wasn't, not married, but if I wasn't with someone, I'll tell you. But seriously, don't tell Jermaine that. That's just between you and me. Hello? Hello? Alright, I guess the voicemail picked up. Hi, boys. It's Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny. Calling to see where you're at, see what's going on. We're just finishing up the amuse-bouches part of the cotillion here. Sal, can you tell Jermaine to come over here? I really need him over here right now. Please. Thank you. And in case you don't know what an amuse-bouche is, I've been getting that question all night. But it's just a small one-bite taste of what's to come, just to give you a little appetizer, an aperitif, if you will. I saw it on Top Chef. And it's super classy. So that's what we look for here. That's what I try to bring to the Spring Cotillion is class. But you missed it. It was amazing. I did set two aside. I got them in a napkin in my pocket. So when you guys get here, you'll have some. Because they're going quick. I don't think there'll be any left. Oh, hey, Jermaine.
Hey, baby.
Oh, hold on, boys. Just one second. Jermaine's coming over. Hi, sweetie. Oh, you look so ravishing tonight. I love it. I'm not sure where Maxine is right now.
You said you didn't do
yes, I told you I'd introduce you later. And yeah, she is. She's just like me. You know, a woman with a penis. Yes, Jermaine, yes. I haven't seen her outfit yet. Can we talk about this after I'm on the phone?
Yeah, you got it.
Alright, well, what I need, why I called you over here. I'm about to do my intro. Can you hold the phone up for the boys, because they're not here yet. I don't know where they are. They really want to hear it. So if you could just hold the phone up while I'm up there so they could hear it.
No, I mean,
can't you get a drink after?
I need a drink. Nah, I gotta get a drink.
Whatever, Jermaine, whatever. Just go get a drink. Can you stay and at least watch?
You know, a little bit. You know.
Thank you. That would be nice. I'm gonna take the phone up with me. That's fine.
Whatever.
All right, sorry, boys, sorry. Oh my God. Boys, that's my cue. That's my cue. I gotta get to stage. All right, here we go. So much for coming to the Spring Fling Cotillion. How's everybody doing tonight? Is that all you got? I think you can do better than that. I can't hear you. How's everybody doing tonight? That's better. All right, I'm doing good too. My name is Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, coming soon to Facebook. And I, along with the QCMCF, would like to welcome you to the 2009 Spring Fling Cotillion, Little People, Big Cotillion. We got a really great turnout this year. I'm really, really happy. I'd just like to thank everybody who RSVP'd ASAP to the QCMCF here. We're really excited to have everybody here. And don't forget, hopefully you all did this as you came in, go over to the Little People, Big Cotillion garden where you can have your picture taken with three beautiful six-foot tulips. It's just going to be a great memento that you can bring home, and it'll live on forever. At least for those of you going home. For those of you that aren't going home tonight, when you get out, I'm sure it will be waiting with all the rest of your personal effects. I'll have a talk with Linda about that. So definitely get your pictures taken, and hopefully everyone enjoyed the amuse-bouches part of the ceremonies. Those were just delicious, and there's, like you all know, there's unlimited Ecto Cooler juice boxes for everyone to enjoy for the rest of the night. And on top of all the great food that we all have to enjoy tonight, there's going to be some great entertainment to go right along with it. Coming up shortly is going to be an amazing fashion show starring the gorgeous Bethany, my snow white teddy bear hamster, along with her best friend, Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels, one of my Rottweilers, who is married to my other Rottweiler, Robert David McDaniels, who is also around here somewhere. So if you see him, say hi. On top of all that, I mean, the reason why we're having Little People Big Cotillion, the Itsy Bitsies. They haven't arrived yet. We're still keeping the hope alive that they're going to be here and perform for everyone tonight. But like I said, there's going to be no shortage of entertainment for you all. I just got word that Maxine would like to do a little thing. Maxine and her amazing ping pong balls. That sounds great. I can't wait to see that. And to start it all off, I figured, being the mistress of ceremonies here tonight, I would just get the ball rolling and get us all in the mood to have a great time. So we also have DJ Dr. Spin DJ here. Everybody give him a hand. He's going to be spinning the records for you all night. DJ, can you please start my music? This one goes out to the Itsy Bitsies, everybody. We welcome you to the Spring Fling Cotillion. La 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 la. Chala. La 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 la. Okay, 7, 8. Steps of football change. Represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild. And in the name of the Lollipop Guild, we wish to welcome you to the Spring Fling Cotillion. First position, second position, plie, plie. Shanae, back attitude leap, and pirouette. Represent the Lullaby League, the Lullaby League, the Lullaby League. And in the name of the Lullaby League, we wish to welcome you to the Spring Fling Cotillion. Thank you so much, everybody. And if you need to use the restroom, just follow the yellow brick road. 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 Right into the bathroom, everybody. That's where you gotta go. Follow the yellow brick road. If you need to use the restroom, have a great, great night. I'm Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, and I will be here all night. So if you need anything, don't hesitate to stop by and ask. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your support. And we'll be back later with the fashion show and Maxine and her amazing ping pong balls. Thank you. Oh, my God, boys. What did you think? Oh, that was felt so great. Oh my God. Oh, this is our song. This is Jermaine and my song. Where's Jermaine? Jermaine! Sal, have you seen Jermaine? I need to find Jermaine. Boys, I gotta go. Jermaine's gonna want to dance to this song. I want to dance to this song. So I'll call you boys soon. Hopefully you'll be here. If not, I'll call you back with an update. Sal, where's Jermaine? I know we gotta do the fashion show, but I gotta dance right now. Hello, boys. Hello. Hopefully you can hear me. It is quite a party. I'm not sure you may even be here. It is hard to get around here. There's so many people dancing and everything. So hopefully you're here. But I wanted to call you, if you are here, to tell you to get to the stage because there's going to be quite a performance coming up. And hopefully you did see the fashion show, too. The fashion show couldn't have went better. It was amazing. I hope you saw Bethany, and if you didn't, you missed quite a sight. She just looked so good. Pincushion Polly, who designed all the outfits for Bethany, just did such an amazing job. And her final outfit, the itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Oh, boys, I don't know how else to say it. It was just amazing. And Lorraine looked great. Her final outfit was the wedding dress, her wedding dress that she wore to her own wedding, and it just wowed the crowd. I mean, the only thing that did go wrong was they brought out a fresh batch of teeny weenies right as Lorraine's coming down in her wedding dress, and God help her, she can't resist a teeny weenie. I mean, you put a begging strip in front of her, you put a whole bag of begging strips in front of her. She doesn't want to touch the darn thing, but teeny weenies, you can't keep her off of them. And I told her tonight, you know what, splurge, go off your diet. It's fine. It's a special night. So, boy, did she. She knocked the whole table over, actually. But it was kind of good because, I mean, up to that point, I wasn't able to find Jermaine, and I knew he kind of wanted to see Bethany in her outfit. So that made me go to the closet to get the mop and the broom and stuff. And there was Jermaine, to my surprise, along with my friend Maxine. But, I mean, you know, that was cool. I was glad to find them, and I'm glad they finally got to meet, because we hadn't been able to find each other, you know, for a while. But they met, evidently, during the fashion show. And Maxine's nervous about getting, you know, doing her number. Jermaine's great about that stuff. So he was just in there helping her get ready, you know, with the ping pong balls and everything. So, I mean, I couldn't have been happier. And I mean, I've never seen Jermaine so excited about everything that's going on tonight. I mean, usually he really doesn't respond when I tell him about stuff, but he just can't wait to see this number. And Maxine's about to go on pretty soon. So we're right here waiting for Maxine to actually go on. And he is just on the edge of his seat. He can't wait to see this. And I can't wait to see it either. I don't know what she's going to do, but it should be great. What's your name? I'm on the phone. Yeah, I think she's going out really soon. I was told she's almost ready. So she should be going out in any second now. So, there's her music. All right. Boys, I don't know if you're here, but I think this is going to be really something special. So I'm just going to walk you through it because I think you really need to see it. All right. So she's coming on stage right now. She's got a gorgeous purple hoop skirt on. She's got 3 chairs, some sticks, and about 8 plates. I don't see any ping pong balls yet, but I'm sure that'll come in a minute. Okay, so she's setting up the 3 chairs in a triangle formation. And now she's spinning the plates. She's spinning the plates, boys. Spinning the plates on top of the sticks. She's got 4 plates on each stick. 1 in each hand. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so now she's setting the sticks down for a second. Still spinning. And now she's taking off the hoop skirt. Okay. Wearing something of a bikini bottom, I guess. Not much of one, but... Alright, so now she is sitting in the middle chair with her legs on either of the other 2 chairs in a complete split. Wow. That's some flexibility right there. That's amazing. And she's got the 2 sticks back in her hands with the spinning plate still. And now she's slowly sliding her bikini bottom to one side. Oh, what is this? What is she doing? Jermaine, what is she doing? Oh, my God. No, Jermaine. Jermaine, get Bethany, get the dogs and get out of here. They can't see this. No, Maxie, no. No, this is not the way it's supposed to go. This has nothing to do with the Munchkins. This has nothing to do with the Itsy Bitsies. I can't believe you would do this, Maxine. How could you ruin tonight? Hey, it's Tawny. Well, it's the last dance. We're just wrapping up here at the Spring Fling Cotillion 09. And, well, Jermaine's gone. He left with Maxine right after her number. And Nancy Bitsies didn't show up. And neither did you. But that's fine. I mean, maybe you were here. So if you were here and... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound mad, but if you weren't here, I am mad. But you know, I don't know. So yeah, it was great. Most of the time it's great. I'm just wrapping up the remaining teeny weenies and ecto coolers that weren't eaten. I'll give them to Lorraine later. She's gonna want a snack later, so... I don't know. I mean, all this happening, it just makes me think that I... Maybe it's time for me to get out of here and get back to real life. But at least I know that I brought a little bit of glamour and fun into the lives of all the great guys here at the QCMCF. And that was worth all my time, honestly, regardless of everything that's happened to me tonight. At least they're happy, so. Yeah, not now, Sal. So, hold on, boys. What, Sal? A letter for me? Oh, alright. I'll take it, sure. Oh, it's from Queens Community College, where I go to night school. You know what this has to be? I've been waiting for this. It's my acceptance into the grad school program for next fall. Oh, I can't wait. It's from my favorite professor. It's... Well, I guess it's to be expected, I guess. I failed all my classes. Probably because I was in here preparing for the Spring Fling and didn't make it to any of my finals. That's fine. That's fine. I wanted to retake most of those classes anyways. So next semester, I guess that's what it is. Grad school's not going anywhere anyway, so... So overall, like I said, it was great. And thank you guys for joining me via telephone anyway. What cell? What? What cell? What? Oh, that's really nice of you. Thank you. Hey, Sal just brought me some water. That's really nice. So, yeah, you know what, Sal? I would like to dance. I would really enjoy dancing with you. Thank you. All right, boys. I'm going to wrap this up. I got a lot of cleaning to do, and like I said, we got to be out of here by 3 o'clock, so got to have everything cleaned up. So, hopefully I'll be seeing you soon.
Smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another for the way we were.
Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, Sal, tell me, would we? Could we? Oh, Sal, memories may be beautiful. Too painful to remember. We simply choose to forget. So it's the laughter.